Welcome to Rest, Leisure, and Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Eddie Nicely, licensed financial broker. Welcome, Eddie, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you, Ms. Mooring, and the pleasure is mine.
Well, great. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to get right to the first question. My first question is, why do you decide to focus on the financial industry?
It's a funny question. Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't looking for the financial industry. I was lucky that it found me. As the oldest child of seven, you know, I've been working since I was 14. I lied on my first application to get a job. And I've always been able to make money because of the work ethic, but I never knew how to make money work for me. You know, my mom always told me, she said, son, you need to learn how money works. And my answer as a young man making very good money was, mom, I don't know much about money, but I know as long as they print it, I'm going to make it. And those were foolish words of my youth. But fast forward, funny, right?
Yes.
But fast forward, I guess it was 20 years later, I was working and I had lost my mother. But I also always had two jobs. So I'd have a money job and then I would have what we call a hustle on the side. Mm-hmm. So I'm a chef, so I was doing barbecue. So I was looking for a gas station to, you know, use for on the weekends to sell barbecue. And the young lady behind the counter said, would you like to know how money works? I said, okay, mom, I hear you. So I said, yes. So I went to a meeting, and the information there was so simple, but it was something that I didn't know, and I'd never been taught. You know, I'd always heard the words, but nobody ever told me how to implement the plan.
Right.
And so, and that's when I stumbled into the industry, and I've planted my flag here ever since.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, that's really interesting because that is true, that it's just not something that's taught, which you wonder why. Why they don't teach that in school? Why don't teach it in college? Is it something that you don't, you know, they think people don't need, or you just figure it out on your own?
In school, we're taught how to make money. And in this system, in this country, and in most countries around the world, it's similar, that you have to have that workforce, which is your capital gain for the upper echelon, because you can't have a worker making the same amount of money as the person that owns the company. If that happens, we're never going to have someone in the workplace. So we're educated on how to make money. Just to make ends meet, how to make a living. But we're not taught how to create generational wealth.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. And see, something as simple as you think that I would know that, being an entrepreneur for 40 years, but I just didn't think of it from that perspective. And then you definitely correct that. They teach you to get a job, and that's how you make the money. But they don't want to teach you any more than that because then you're not going to want to have a job. So, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Now, my other question is, what is the World Financial Group, WFG, mean? What is it?
Well, World Financial Group, long story short, is a Transamerica-owned company. And it's a powerful platform in the financial industry. And what they're doing is they're looking to create a new financial industry in the country because as everything has evolved, I mean, I would dare to say nobody has the same transportation as they did 100 years ago. No one has the same communication systems as they did 100 years ago. No one lives in the same type of house they did 100 years ago. But we found people that have the same financial structure and support that they had 100 years ago. So what they've done is they've created, let's say WFG is the vehicle. This is a vehicle that is structured with admin support and all the technology with licensing and appointment so that you can build a business or an industry all across the United States and all provinces of Canada. You know, there's a vast diversity of products and services. You know, I work with over 180 companies, you know, like Transamerica, Nationwide, just to name a couple. But in the financial industry, it's just like any other industry. One size doesn't fit all. So they found that it's better to set up a platform that is more or less the Uber or the Amazon of the financial industry, where we come in, we educate you on your needs, on your problems, and we have the platform to offer you those solutions as well.
I like that. So it's an umbrella of various financial companies that decided to unite.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. All right. Thank you. Now, my next question is, how does WFG build as far as entrepreneurs?
Okay. Well, WFG itself is the vehicle. Now, the system is World System Builders, and that would be the driver of the vehicle. Let's say you had a brand new Ferrari outside in your garage, and you just got your license at the age of 16. Well, just because you have that vehicle doesn't mean you're qualified to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are fortunate enough to drive it down the street and back, you're definitely not qualified to push it to its limit. There's some stores you go to that have drive-thrus that if there is a short line, you're still hesitant to pull in, where if you would go to other drive-thrus without mentioning any names, and you could see a line out to the road, but you know the system and the way they keep that traffic flowing, that you won't be there long at all. So you don't hesitate to pull in that line, correct?
That is correct.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the vehicle, but it's the system within inside that building which helps it flow. And that's what World System Builders is. It's that system that's inside the World Financial Group vehicle, the platform that's built there, that allows us to build and train entrepreneurs so that we're able to be within compliance, do it right for the consumers, and be able to build a big industry for ourselves. You know, it's done with leadership and teamwork. We do it simply. It's done along the systems I do, we do, so that you can do.
Okay, I see. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break. Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kuma Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Eddie Nicely. Now, my next question would be, what have you found the most difficult aspect for preparing financially for the future?
I would say that the most difficult aspect would be retraining myself, my mindset. You know, because of 47 years of developing a habit or having my mind programmed that certain things work certain ways, is realizing the error of my ways and reprogramming myself and understanding that I'm the reason for my failures or lack of success. And once realizing that and really understanding me, it doesn't only allow me to help me, but enables me to help others as well.
Now, I'm glad you said that. Now, well, let me answer this. As far as when, is it easier for people to reach out to you when they're in a crisis or being proactive and say, I'm going to prepare myself for the future?
I would say 90% of the people have to deal with that same barrier I did, which is their mindset. So people realize, the majority realize after there is a pandemic, like let's say this COVID situation, where millions of people lost a third of their savings within the first 6 months of the year because of the vehicles they were using to grow their money. So then it's easy to look out for a new solution once you figure out there's a hole in the boat. But what we do is educate people to understand so that you don't have to find out by losing. Because Warren Buffett said it both best, you know. He said, I have two rules about money. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, if you ever have any doubt, remember rule number one. So to understand there is a way to grow your money so that you never lose money and never run out of money, that to me is the most powerful thing that a working person can know.
Okay. All right. I like that analogy. All right. Now, my next question is, do you believe financial and sleep health is a contributing factor on making decisions for yourself and your family?
Most definitely, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but to mention bringing up COVID again, COVID has taught us two things, that health and wealth are two things that we must harmonize. Now, most people say you have to find balance, but Jeff Bezos said in 2016 that he'd rather use the word harmony, because balance means that there's a give and take there. Harmony means that they work together to create one perfect picture, and that should be our lives. So we can get our health and our wealth in harmony and building both by educating ourselves and doing what we need to do, which is proper rest, which is good sleep. Mm-hmm. And one thing that causes you not to sleep well is stress. And I would dare say that right now in this country, the lack of funds or the worrying where funds are going to come from is causing a lot of sleepless nights.
That is true. And you know, it's like you really can't choose one over the other. And I like the analogy of harmony as opposed to balance. And so I wouldn't really thought of it as that, because of you hear that you need to have a balance, but they both crucial and is hand in hand. So yes, you're definitely right that people are suffering financially, which affects their health, which affects their sleep. And then when they don't get the proper sleep, then it's difficult for them to really be productive to make the money that they need to make or make the sound decisions. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. Well, thank you. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Lisa Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Eddie Nicely. Eddie, I appreciate you taking your time to share all your valuable information with the listening audience. And I would love for you to share with us how we can contact you or even support you.
Okay. That's pretty simple. It's eddienicely@gmail.com is my email address. You can look up worldsystembuilders.com or worldfinancialgroup.com to get a little bit more insight of the mission and the vision of what our company is trying to accomplish. And my phone number is 909-800-0209. And if you reach out to me, I'll be more than glad to give you a schedule of the monthly workshops. We promote free financial workshops online, free to everybody, twice a day, Monday through Friday. So you're able to learn from home without any strings attached or any commitments. So our goal is to educate 30 million families by the year 2030.
Well, thank you for that. And I can be reached on my website, which is on the bottom of the podcast, which is donattadmoring.com, and that's spelled donattadmoring.com. And as always, sleep heals.